on 95.1 WAPE.
Tiana joins us for Blown Off. Hi, Tiana.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, we're great. That's a beautiful name. That's a beautiful name, Tiana.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. You're so bubbly and cheery. Are you getting blown off? Because you sound like you're in a really great mood.
Yeah, you sound happy.
You know, actually, it's funny. I'm always this cheery. Like, uh-huh. I'm always, like, I love being happy. And I'm just so blessed, you know.
Oh, that's nice.
And I have been, you know, looking for love. And, uh-huh. you know, my Prince Charming. And, I want my happy ending just like everybody else.
So, I know I want a happy ending.
Ew, gross, dude.
No, Megan, you're the gross one. Never mind. All right, so tell us about this Prince Charming who may not be so charming. What's his name?
Well, actually, his name is Lucas.
Lucas.
And I went out with him a couple times, and it was awesome. Like, he was a great guy. Like, he had so much going on for himself. He had a job. He loved his mom.
Get out. Like, so what happened? So you went out on a date with him? Or, I mean, how long did this last until you realized there was maybe a problem?
So here's the deal. We went out three times,
mm-hmm.
and each time it just got better and better and better. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, you know, I think I'm going to invite him over to my house.
Uh-huh.
And I got all, like, excited. Mm-hmm. I cleaned up and everything.
You cleaned up?
So we go out, and then I invite him back in, and we're having a really good time, just hanging out, having fun. And so, you know, I'm thinking, you know, maybe that night to get a little something in.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
Wow.
Yeah. She bleeped herself.
She got so excited.
Yeah.
Then he's just like, oh, I have a sore throat. And I was just like, you have a sore throat? Okay. So he's sick, and he's like, I don't want to make you sick either. So
he had a sore throat out of nowhere?
Yeah, it just came out of nowhere.
Huh.
So I was like, okay. So then, you know, 3 days go by, and I'm, like, all excited. So I call him up, like, hey, how's your sore throat? You know, do you need anything? And he's like, no, I'm good. I was like, oh, okay, well, let's, you know, go hang out. Like, you know, you're coming over again. And so he's like, actually, I was playing basketball with my boys, and, you know, I hurt my ankle. And so I was like, okay, well, like, I didn't know, like, what to do.
No, yeah.
So I'm like, you know, I can come over, I can make you soup, like, I can, you know, I can write on your cat, like, whatever you need, like, I'll be there, I'll do it.
Uh-huh.
And so then,
yeah.
So then 3 days later,
uh-huh.
I call him again, they're like, hey, how's your ankle?
Right.
And he's like, oh, my ankle's good, you know, it's out of a cast now, but, I have a sore throat again. And I just thought it was really weird. So I decided to just do, like, a little experiment. Like, maybe if I don't call him every 3 days, you know, maybe he would just maybe want to call me. Because you know the old saying where don't you chase a guy, you let a guy chase you.
Right, that's why I never chase guys. That's why I never chase guys.
So, you know, I waited, and he, you know, I gave it a week. I gave it, like, exactly 7 days, and he never called.
It's weird. We're going to call him now and find out, okay, for you. We're gonna find out for you.
Okay.
All right. You listen on the line. Don't say a word. Here we go.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, what's up? Yeah, what's up?
Oh, what's up with you, dog?
I'm good. Who's this?
Oh, Lucas, hi. It's Mark K and Megan. We're from 95.1 WAPE. Good morning.
Good morning, Lucas.
Hey, good morning.
Hi.
Hey, can we talk to you for a minute, buddy?
Yeah. What's up?
Lucas, can we talk to you live on the radio for just a few minutes?
Yeah, I forgot on the radio. That's the important part.
Yeah, no problem.
This nice girl named Tiana got in touch with us, and she said you guys went on about 3 dates. And had a really, really great time. She's super into you, but she says you, like, got a sore throat and then a broke ankle and then another sore throat. And she kind of wants to know really what's going on and why you don't want to talk to her anymore.
I mean, none of that happened. She's just crazy.
None of what happened? Wait, hold on. None of what happened? The sore throat and the ankle thing?
No. I was just taking that stuff. Yeah, I had to get out of it. I mean, the girl's a little Looney Tunes.
Wait, why?
Why do you? Yeah, what happened?
She thinks she's a princess.
She thinks she's a princess.
What do you mean? Like what did she do?
Like she's a diva or something?
No. She thinks she's like a real life princess, like from the Disney movies, like, you know, Ariel and, you know, like a princess, like with the gowns and, you know, kissing frogs and you know, saying I'm going to get a prince type deal. No, like a real princess. Like,
did she,
cuckoo.
She kissed cuckoo a frog cuckoo in front of you? What did she do?
She thinks she's a mermaid?
But she would. She believes in anything that you know about Disney, you know about princes, she really thinks that's the world we live in. No, she's crazy. I mean, I go over to her house, and she has, that movie Frozen, she has a shrine to Frozen.
I mean, it was straight, let it go.
CSI. I mean, you say that like it's a bad thing.
Oh, no, it was straight CSI style. I mean, it was crazy.
Really?
She pulls out all these gowns and starts trying them on, and I mean, like she's going in and out of like characters. I mean, she might have multiple personalities. I don't know.
Wait a minute. What kind of gowns? Like princess gowns?
Yes, like long, sparkly, you know, pillowy. Oh my gosh!
I thought you liked those dresses. You told me that was super cute on me.
Hello.
Hello. I can't believe you said all that. Like, you told me that I was adorable and so cute, and then now you're saying this? I am a princess. Like, and I told you that I always get treated like one.
It was cute, but in like, I mean this with all in niceness, in like a psycho sort of way. No, that is it. If she thinks Snow White is like a real person, like could be her neighbor.
Wait,
she is a real person. Like, I don't understand where all of this is coming from.
Wait a minute.
Like, you told me I was just so cute and adorable. Like, you like me.
Wait a minute, Tiana. You actually think they're real people, or you just really love the movies and you love the idea of like being a princess?
No, why does everyone keep saying that? Like, they are real people. Like, I am Tiana. Like, they are real people, and they have real feelings, and you guys are really acting like I don't have any feelings right now.
Her name is not even Tiana. It is Gloria
My
Jenkins.
My name is Tiana.
Tiana, your name's not Tiana?
No, it's Gloria Jenkins.
My name
Jenkins.
Is totally Tiana. I'm Tiana.
Were you born Tiana, or were you, like, what did they call you when they, in grade school and stuff?
I mean, I am Tiana.
Okay, all right, you're Tiana. Like from The Princess and the Frog.
Exactly.
We'll get on
that. She is.
All right, so Tiana, you get Lucas back to your house, and you say, were you wearing the princess gown the whole date, or was it just when you got home you put it on?
No, people don't wear princess gowns on dates. Like, you wear regular clothes. And then we were talking about going to the special dinner, so I showed him a dress that I would wear when we go out on the boat.
And at first, when she brought out the dress, I thought it was going to be like this, you know, nice role play kind of thing. She really believed it.
Huh.
Wow.
All right. So, Tiana, I mean
it was like we were going to go, like, you know how in the movie they go to the first quarter? Like, it was like that. He said we were going to go out on a boat and we were going to wear masks. Like,
I swear to God, she had probably 75 dresses.
Wow.
I mean,
that is.
She had a whole room literally dedicated to just dresses.
You didn't think that was a problem when you were in there?
What am I supposed to do? I was kind of scared for my life at that point.
Are you serious?
Maybe she was going to use her powers to freeze you. Hang on.
I'm scared of a princess. Okay. Like, that's not how the story goes.
Okay, all right. 340-9595, 800-475-9595. It's the Big 8 Morning Mess. We'll be right back.
Traffic from the Safe Touch Security Traffic Center.
Moving up to speed coming in from the north side on 95 South. It's